Hey, this is Karen. Thanks for joining me. I can't wait for you to meet my rock movers. What's a rock mover? A rock mover is a woman who does what others say is impossible. She achieves goals that were once only dreams. She's a mom, wife, sister, friend, CEO, or entrepreneur. And she is an all-around rock star in her world. While she's moving rocks out of her own bag, she's also helped moving the rocks for other women. And she's moving rocks for me. Join us as we introduce our rock movers. All right. So excited to share a new friend that we've been Facebook friends for a little while, but we are becoming new friends. Gabby, help me understand the pronunciation of your last name. Is it Udabor?
Udabor.
Okay. So just like it's spelled.
Yes.
Perfect. Well, Gabby has been in the health industry for 17 years, and she's worked in different healthcare settings for primary care clinics, nursing homes, and weight loss centers. But now Gabby is working as a functional medical health consultant and a nurse practitioner. She's the owner and founder of Gabby U Health and Wellness Hub. So she's going to share some of what she's doing today and how she's just showing up in the world and the new ways that you guys can connect with her. So without waiting anymore, my new friend, Gabby, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for inviting me here today. I'm excited.
Yes. Gabby and I both live in the Louisville Flower Mound area. And we're going to connect in person soon, but right now we're doing this virtually, and I'm just so excited to learn more about what you do, how you help other people, and my podcast is called The Rock Movers, and so one of the first questions I always ask is, how are you moving rocks in your own life out of your bags, and how are you helping other people, other women, move the rocks out of theirs?
Yes. Awesome. So the way I would say is that, you know, in the last 2 or 3 years, I started looking at more on personal development. You know, being that trained in the traditional medicine, a lot of the thing is more on the physical health, although, of course, there's focus too on other parts of your health, you know, mental, other things, lifestyle changes. But a lot of it was on physical. And it's one of those things that, you know, working with very, very sick people, you know, being working as a bedside nurse and then became a nurse practitioner, working in clinics and different settings, I've seen how much support that people need, you know. Yeah. And I personally, and I know many practitioners will relate to this, is that I found out that the traditional medicine, there was a lot of gaps in it. You know, I'm helping people in the clinics, you know, in the hospital, you know, but I don't see them moving in the direction they want to be. Some people, of course, they get better, but it was a little frustrating for me, you know, being that I have to be writing prescriptions and I felt there should be more that I should be doing for them. You know, I'm always kind of going a little bit more, trying to educate them to see other things they can do, letting them know that not just this prescription medicine can help you. There are so many things you can do. But of course, the way we are taught in schools about the way of the training we got, sometimes I think there's so many things lacking, which of course brings me to the story of how I got into myself being a functional medicine health consultant. Because functional medicine, some people don't know about it, but it's an alternative way of medicine, a little different from traditional medicine, focusing on nutrition, lifestyle, some advanced functional lab testing. So I didn't know some of this, and it's a way of, you know, you're looking at the whole person, it's very holistic. You know, knowing that all your systems are connected, many things are connected. Mm-hmm. And so for me, you know, being trained in that traditional medicine model, I didn't know about functional medicine till 2 years ago. So 2018, I would say maybe sometime in September or about that time, that was when I found functional medicine, and it came through my own personal struggles. I've been somebody that I've always dealt with GI issues. I would say I've been pretty much a healthy girl, but there was something wrong with my GI, and seeing my records, all my visits, I go to the doctors because of GI stuff. And it's unfortunate they weren't paying attention to it, you know. Yeah. But I struggled so much, and, I had this long-term, a bacterial infection, which affect your GI system. And it was taking a long time to get that relieved for me. And so going through all those processes, being on multiple antibiotics, multiple visits to the doctor, and not seeing like I'm getting improvements. So of course, that is one thing that was really my concern with the GI, not knowing I had issues as well. And eventually I kind of got tired. I was exhausted, and I, feel deflated because I am an NP, I'm a nurse practitioner, I can't help myself, so it was really very challenging to me. And I started researching, and that's how I got into functional medicine. The first time I talked to my functional medicine provider, I could see hope. The way she dig into different things, which as a practitioner, I have never really looked into that when I'm talking with my patients. I do some of that. I didn't see that happening for my own self. And so I fell in love with it. And I was like, wow, this is the kind of medicine. This is the way what I want to do. Because I have to tell you the truth, I was almost giving up in that profession. Like, I know I want to help people, but I just felt there was something, And so I went into it. I started seeing improvements within 6 months. I mean, this is problems I've been dealing with for 10 years, I would say. And I started seeing improvement with all the changes, asking me about my sleep, my stress level, any trauma, all those things. It was so in deep. And of course, I found out I had other issues as well. Found out I had some autoimmune problems and some hormone imbalances and all that, And that led me into, I want to practice. This is how I want to be seeing my clients. This is how I want to work with patients and give people hope. Helping myself and it just opened doors to many things, because when you are feeling good physically, it also helps with your emotional health, your mental health. You start being that mom, that woman that God made you to be. Your family notice that, your friends, she's not that angry mom, exhausted mom, or angry wife, And so
that's he how just was I, not yeah. healthy. I can relate to that so much. That's and something that's I struggle with.
Yeah, this is what I wanted. I want to help other women to feel this way, not to lose hope, because they're resisting of the ways many things have been able to be reversed. Chronic diseases, optimizing your health, there is hope. You can get to the best, but people just think, okay, this is how I'm supposed to be, but there is more. And that's why I want to give more this hope to women, that they can get themselves back.
That is a lot of hope. I know a lot of women like myself can definitely relate to that. So how do women work with you? Do you do that over the computer? Do you have to be in person? How do you do that?
So my practice is 100% online, virtual, and this is the practice I've always wanted to do. I didn't know Corona was going to come. A lot of us are going virtual now, so I've always dreamt of doing something virtual. So yeah, it's 100% online. I work with only women, and I can see anybody from, anybody from any part of the country, part of the world, so not just USA. I can see anybody, any part of the world, pretty much. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's amazing. So we'll post your links on the post where we share, but what else should women know about their health? What are some things that they should look for as signs that maybe they have the GI issues or maybe their hormones are out of balance? Because I think we all feel like sometimes we're just crazy because maybe we're not, doctors aren't confirming. Maybe we have thyroid issues or something else.
Yes. Yeah, and that is a thing too, that, you know, unfortunately women are anybody pretty much without, you know, focus on women. Mm-hmm. When we talk about hormones, you know, women, we are more impacted when our hormones are not in balance, because we face many things, you know, our menstrual cycle, menopause, you know, all this stuff. And sometimes we have come to normalize it, that, oh, this is how it's supposed to be, you know. Talk, for example, the one common one is your, you know, PMS. You know, you find out you are, nobody can talk to you. We're weak to your PMS, you know, your husband can talk to you, nobody. You're angry, you have big acne coming from your face. You're like, oh, I know my period is coming. That's not really normal. Of course, your balance, your hormones are, you know, in doing something, but it doesn't have to be so. And so that is one thing to know, that, you know, especially when you're already an adult and you're having a lot of acne, even teenagers too, but, you know, you should know that there's something that you need to look into. And sometimes with your working with your traditional practice or traditional medicine, they might tell you to take birth control, which again is like, is something too, that is just band-aiding the problem. Okay, it's putting a band-aid, because yeah, you take it, your acne goes away, but then you are messing up other things, which can lead to a GI problem. You're not looking at the root cause, because there's so many things underneath. You might be that you have an imbalance of your minerals, which is something that I highly focus on when I'm working with a client. We do a test that will check your mineral balance, because in fact, some people don't even realize that sometimes your minerals are even more important than your vitamins, because sometimes you need your minerals to activate your vitamins to work. So you can have an imbalance of that. You could also have a gut problem. Gut is there's something they always say in functional medicine, that disease begins in the gut. You can have an imbalance of, you know, maybe you have an infection or not having the good bacteria, enough good bacteria in your gut. Those can manifest in many ways. It can manifest, you know, having acne, having depression, having anxiety, all those things. If you are having all those symptoms, it's something to dig into. If you are not able to have that thing with your functional, with your regular provider, then you might have to, I tell people, yes, it's good to have a primary care provider. In fact, that's one thing with working in my practice. You have to have a primary care provider. Traditional medicine, it still has its place. But I always tell people, it's good to have an alternative form of practitioner, like a functional medicine provider. You know, that will help you to look into the other sides, okay? And I don't want to, you don't blame your traditional medical doctor, because it's not their fault, because they didn't teach them in school about this. And it's just like people like me has gone further to look at other ways that I can help people. So yeah, if you are finding yourself extremely tired, and I know that with women, we multitask, so you're like, okay, I have kids, I have work, that's why I'm always tired. It's not a good sign. It's something to look into. You are having bad PMS. You're always having so much cramps when you have your period. That is not normal. So just taking Tylenol, ibuprofen, that is not, it's something to look into. It's not supposed to be that way. I've talked about the acne, having, of course, a lot of depression, crying episodes. Don't know why you're crying. So those are some of the symptoms you should be looking at, you know. Breakout of your skin and all that, those are signs your body is telling you. And one thing I always mention too is that, symptoms, you know, they are like your scared messenger trying to tell you to take better care of yourself.
Right.
So when you have symptoms, it's not that, it's a good thing you're having the symptoms. Your body is working for you. Your body is telling you, hello, it's nudging you, and you don't listen, then it goes to the next level. They are kind of like, hello, your body. But if you don't listen, go crazy. So when they're talking, we should start working on it. Don't wait till it's a disease state. And that is where functional medicine comes in. We don't wait till the patients get into the disease state. Of course, if you come in disease, I can still help, but we are already seeing the trends, which in traditional medicine, they're waiting till it's an abnormal labs, you know. And this is something that happened to me personally, okay, with my thyroid levels. they always check my thyroid stimulating hormone, which is TSH, which they always check. But that is not enough, okay? It looks like it was normal. My labs were always looking normal, perfect labs. But I was like, I'm still not feeling good. And a lot of patients complain, the labs looks fine. Don't look at the labs alone. And not knowing that there were other components they were not checking in my labs, like the T4, the T3, the antibodies, which of course now revealed I had the autoimmune disease, which is called Hashimoto's. Mm-hmm. And so if you're a doctor, sometimes we have to be that self-advocate for ourselves, you know. And this is one thing I empower my clients a lot. I tell them, this is why you're doing this. Talk to your doctor, let him do this for you. And this is why and why. Empower the clients. Because you have sometimes your doctor will challenge you. Of course, they know more, they think, but you know your body. You have to stand on your ground and say, I want this thing to be done because this is what I learned. And if they want a research or a thing to, I will send it, give it to them. Show this to your doctor. Because of course, not people are still trying to understand what functional medicine is. And most people know what traditional medicine is, but so much things that is going on. And I'm happy a lot of practitioners are adopting the functional medicine model. So it's
So what are other questions that women can ask their primary care physician to help get their buy-in to their alternative approach?
Okay. I guess is. So like what they can ask to be done for them or okay. So like you know,
or is that something you would do like one-on-one with them to help them identify some problems that they could go back and then ask?
Okay, yeah. So like if I'm working with my clients, okay, I see some things that I'm doing for them, you know, like, you know, maybe having them to supplement some things, take away some foods, you know, all that. I always let them know that they should let their practitioner know, their primary care know what they are doing. And so in that process of working with the clients, they, I might find out and, you know, seeing the symptoms of the client that they're getting better. And because I always review all their medications, both prescription and supplements they're taking. And I could see the trend, like, because one of my goals is that if you are on prescription medicine, my goal is that we're going to give your body what it needs, that you might not need the prescription medicine anymore. Okay. So when I start seeing that trend, I will talk to them that, you know what, this is what is what I'm seeing. And, you know, I'll tell them, go ahead and tell your doctor, this medicine, you might not be needing it anymore because now you are having all this thing resolved. And if possible, I write a letter if it's needed and put some of the rationales of why we are doing these changes, if they need that. Some of them might not need a provider that needs all that information, but I will educate the clients, like, this is what, like, for example, now, if I, because I do some labs testing, which they are always, you know, they are pretty easy, you ship the kits to your home, you're able to do a lot of them from home, or we go to a nearby lab to do them. They are not your regular conventional labs, but some of them I will, you know, give them this information and educate them why and why they're doing this. Example, if there are some labs that I don't, might not do, maybe I have a suspicion that they have a autoimmune disease like the Hashimoto's. And if I notice that they have always been checked for TSH only, I will tell them what the other tests they can do for thyroid, which of course their primary doctor can do. Now educate the client, like, this is why I'm saying you should do this. And I will give them those information, educate them so that when they go to their provider, they can tell the provider that. Yeah. So again, sometimes they might not know what to ask the client. I mean, as the doctor or their practitioner. But if they are, of course, working with somebody like me, they would definitely be knowing. I've been in both ends. I know the system. Yeah, I know both ways how we practitioners can behave. I've been in both sides, so I know. Yeah.
So mainly women, I mean, just like we are for our children, we just have to be our own advocate.
Absolutely.
And I think that's sometimes hard to do when you are dealing with someone that's very maybe strong-willed in their beliefs going into a doctor's office, because they really do believe that they're doing what's best for you. That's, you know, the relationship that you've built with them. So,
and you can, you know, if it's becoming so much of a battle, I mean, it doesn't have to be, I mean, at least you guys should come in the middle. It's not everything they're going to agree on, you know, but at least most of them. Then you might have to consider changing. I mean, it's for your own good. I mean, I know sometimes we'll be like, oh, we have been with this doctor for 200 years, you know, change, you know, my family. But it comes to a time where it might not be serving you well, and you will have to make a change, you know, because it's for your own good too.
Yeah.
You have the rights to do that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Do you have doctors in this area of Texas that you work with a lot that you recommend or refer to?
Well, I do that work with like a primary care doctor.
Yeah.
Well, some of them that I have, you know, that when I say if they're open to treatments. I mean, one of them that I know, which I do work with, because, you know, you don't want to be the one taking care of yourself. She works more like a functional medicine and also a traditional medicine. So she's very open to many things. Her name is Susan. She has, I think she has a practice in Coppell. I think a lot of women know her here in this area. I think she lives in Flowermont, but she has a practice in Coppell. I think it's called Lifetime. Lifetime Family Practice. She's one of them that I will, I think she's a good one, because I do go to her sometimes for my own care. Because I need a provider too.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. But she combines principles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're also doing this from home. So you're also an entrepreneur in that regard. What are things that you're doing right now to help you with your business, and things that might be beneficial as a small business owner?
So one of the things as a small business owner, which I think has really helped me a lot, is having a business mentor. Because there's so many things out there. You know, if you can, it's one thing I highly recommend. Look at who is doing something in the area you want to be, and hire them as your mentor. That is one of the biggest decision I think I made this year, because I was going back and forth. And before this year started, I was like, okay, I mean, I invested a lot of money. It was very high money. I have never done that, but I did my research. I went through a lot of them, okay? Mm-hmm. And that is one of the things I would say as an entrepreneur. You need to get a mentor. Don't just do this alone. Look for a group that's of like-minded people like you. And, you know, you can do your interview with a bunch of them. You know, I think I did three or four mentors. I kind of, you know, to know their style. I follow them on social media. And like, I try to study them. And I eventually, my heart said, okay, this one is the one that seems to fit my style. And all that. And yeah, so that was very helpful.
Great suggestion.
And another thing too is working a lot on my mindset. Mindset is everything, because when you are doing a small business, anything business, you will have a lot of naysayers. And a lot of people are telling you this is not going to work, this is this. And it can be from people very close to you, your family, your friends. And it's all back to you. If you think you are not capable, then you think, you know, it's not what they are saying, but you have to really have that belief that you can do it.
Yes, because 100%.
It's not going to be easy. You have to stay strong. And that is one thing, you know, having a great passion in what you do really helps a lot. Because when it comes to all these naysayers and everything happening, that your passion, your mission is what's going to keep you, and building your mindset. And of course, the way of me building my mindset is I invest a lot of my personal development. you know, I listen to a lot of podcasts, read a lot of books, that helps my mind, you know, keep me going. And one thing too, the third thing I'm going to talk about is not comparing yourself with other people. You know.
Okay, let's stop right there.
Yeah.
Say that again, because this is important. We don't want to brush over this. This is so, so good. Gabby, say it one more time.
Don't compare yourself with other people.
Yes.
Only person so true. To be comparing is yourself. Okay. Comparing yourself from 2 years ago to where you are. Like 2 years ago, what was I doing? Then you will see that you are actually making a change. Because you're comparing. The lady that started 100 days ago to your first day, it's not, because if you want to know, she had her struggles too, you know, and that's why there's one good quote I know. It said, do not compare your seed with somebody else's tree. And that's one of my things I love to do. When all these people that I've seen that have made it, I like to go see their story. Where they started from, because that gives me encouragement. Go to see all their videos they started when they were a small business, or, you know, before they got where they are. And when you see the struggles, you'll be like, oh my goodness, this is what I'm going through. So there is hope that I can do this. So that's not like comparing, but because that is one thing with social media and everything, people are always, you know, of course, most people are putting their highlights. You don't know what they might not be telling you what they're going through. So you should be only comparing with yourself. Everybody has his own exam.
Gosh, that is my mantra. But I love how you said that. Don't compare your seed to someone else's tree.
Yes.
That's such a good visual.
Mm-hmm. That helps me a lot. When I'm getting that thing, it's not easy. You know, sometimes you see like, how did I make it? I mean, I'm not, you know, but when you lose all that things and you remember that, and I have a little place in my phone, I have all these notes, I take a lot of notes, I go back to them and I look at them to give me that hope that, you know what, just keep going, you can do this, because it's not easy.
This is so good, so helpful. So as we begin to wrap up today, what is the one thing that you want to impart to other women, someone that might be listening to this and considering like, my health is struggling, I'm really, you know, challenged in these areas, and it sounds like Gabby might be helpful for me, but I'm not sure. So what is the one thing that you want to impart to them to just them with to encourage? Hmm.
So what I would tell is somebody that's struggling, you know, because I know there's a lot of indecision, overwhelm, all that stuff, which is one of the focus for me, the kind of women I work with. People that are overwhelmed, they are tired, that they want a change, because I was in that state, okay? My thing is that go for it. Do something. Make that decision. Because one thing I was talking with one of my clients the other day. I mean, she was still in that process of deciding. And I get left, and that's the same thing I'm going to share today. One thing I told her is that if you don't decide to work with me, it's okay. But I hope you have a plan B. I hope you have all the plans. Because from what you're telling me, it looks like you need help. You have a lot of issues going. If you not do it now, I hope you have another plan for what you know. But you need to look for somebody. You have to go beyond what you're doing right now and do that. I feel it's not going to hurt. Because one of the challenges I know people face is that, I have done so many things. It does not work.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
Work. At that time, but it can still work. You're still breathing, you're still alive here on earth. You still need to keep going, keep searching, keep making those decisions. Don't give up. That's what I'm gonna say. Don't give up. Try it, do it, you know, do something different that you have not done, you know. And this is what I had to do. it was a time, fine, finances, whatever, but I'm like, I need to do this for myself. Yeah. I need to do something different. My husband's like, I'm like, honey, I need to do this. And yeah. I'm happy I did that because I won't probably be talking. I don't know what would have happened to me now. It has helped me. Because women, we are very powerful. We are helping ourselves. We're going to help our children. We're going to help our parents, help our husbands.
Yeah.
You know, so, do something. Don't leave it like that. It gets worse.
Yeah. Yeah. I spoke with Brianna Reales last week. And one of the things she said is, and this is another thing that I just resonate with, is if we're not taking care of our cup, we have nothing to give others. And so we have to fill that cup up with self-care and taking care of our health and our, you know, our mindset and all of those things that you mentioned. And I love that.
I love that because that's one thing that you cannot pour from an empty cup. I want to save the world. I want to help. But what about you? You got to do it for yourself first. So you, because you are meant to be here for a purpose. And I know I have three girls, you know, and this is one thing that say, I don't know my purpose. I don't know. You have a purpose. You just have not figured it out. Mm-hmm. God has you here for a reason. Anything that has happened to you, there is a reason. And that is one thing for me, having this problem. I mean, I'm a woman of faith. I talk to God sometimes. I was like, why am I still dealing with these GI issues? Why did you take me through this path? And, you know, I know he did this for me, for a purpose. So I guess to find out functional medicine, because if I had gotten healed from that bacterial infection with traditional medicine, which of course it does help, but for some reason it didn't work for me, I wouldn't have gone into finding out what functional medicine is. And through that, I was able to discover so many things. Helped me now, it has helped me with my physical, mental, the way I think, the way I do things, the choice of deciding where I really fit, because I don't think I would have. And so there is always a reason for something, you know, to turn your mess into a message.
Love that.
Into a message.
Yes.
There is a reason.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. I want to connect with you personally for me off camera, because I'm just like, yes, I can relate to that and that and that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll start with you on that. Mm-hmm. And so if somebody wants to, you are in between the fence, like you, the, is what I'm talking to you resonates. Like you said, Karen, if any woman listening to this, the first step, I do a 20-minute free call as a discovery call. And then we chat to see if I'm a fit for you or you are a fit for me. Because, and at the end of that call, the goal is to tell you what is going on, if I can help you, or if I have somebody that I can refer you to that can help you do the work. So that's the first step.
Love it. And that's, you know, that I think is the empowering thing that women do, is we empower other women. So, you know, me giving you a platform here to share what you do. And if you can't help them, you sharing who else could do it. I love
that. Absolutely. Yes.
Just that collaboration piece of, you know, the sisterhood of women.
Yeah. We are strong humans. We got it. We have so much power, so we need to have that physical, mental, emotional health all in balance.
But we're much more powerful when we unite and when we create this community of support for each other.
That's, you know, why I just... my other name, I named myself, is a woman wellness advocate. That's another.
Yes.
I am all about the women wellness, you know, whatever I can.
Yes, I call my my viewers and my listeners and those that are in my little circle, my family, I call them my tribe, because I feel like it takes a tribe. It takes a village.
Yeah.
And so I'm so excited to add you to my tribe, my circle of sisters that are just helping other women and being that resource to link arms and just share what we know, share what we have, share our gifts and talents.
Absolutely. And you are in line with me. Speaking my language.
Love it. So thank you so much. I love learning more about women. And one of the things that I'm so honored and get to do is when we have these interviews, I get to share them on Fridays. And
yes.
I call it my Fangirl Friday.
Yes.
So I am officially Gabby's fan.
Yay.
Adore you. I love what you're doing. So thank you so much for sharing that with my circle. Yes. And, you know, I can't wait to talk to you about my stuff. And I just encourage all of my rock movers to connect to Gabby. If you're having any kind of issues or just you're curious about what she could help you with, there'll be a link on our post that you can connect to her and get that 20-minute call to see if this is a good fit. But just whatever you do, like she said, do something. Do something to get healthy and feel better and start today.
Yes. Absolutely.
Because we know we have today. Tomorrow's not guaranteed, but we know we have today. So do something.
Even how 2020 is, you know, can't predict. It's a good example.
So true. So true. But we can turn 2020 into a positive 2021 and beyond. So
this is one thing more than ever we need to be more healthier than any time. Yeah. You know, yeah, we need to get our
body
back.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Absolutely. Well, thank you again, Gabby. I love sharing you with my world, and I can't wait to learn more and get more connected with you and see you face to face so I can hug you and
yes,
when it's COVID safe. I'm a hugger. I hate COVID because I'm a hugger. But that's it on this Fangirl Friday. I'm so honored to share you. Thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Karen. Just one more word before we go. I just wanted to say thank you so much for listening and for supporting our Rock Movers family. I want to invite you to connect with me on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Instagram. Just search for Coach Karen Gray. And if you're interested in becoming a guest on the show or learning about how we could work together in the coaching space, just send me an email at karen@coachkarengray.com. Until next time, just remember to keep moving those rocks.